Last month, a diverse group of locals came together on an Aleutian island for a competition inspired by something special, a silver trophy from a fishing fleet pickup game in 1987. Reporter Annie Ropeek recently learned what it means for the people still living, fishing, and playing soccer in an Alaskan fishing hub at the edge of the world.
It's the first chilly morning of the fall on Unalaska Island, one of the first times that Michael Tesfamarian has ventured away from his bunkhouse at Westward Seafoods.
Maybe this is the fourth time I came to town, because the work is busy, you know, every day 12 hours.
Tesfamarian's from Eritrea. He's been here since June, processing Bering Sea pollock into imitation crab sticks. But the summer season is almost over. Today, Michael and his coworkers are here to play some soccer with the locals. But this is more than just a pickup game. It's a tournament with three randomly selected all-ages co-ed teams. Carlos Tayag is the community center staffer who organized the event known as the International Friendship Cup.
This is the original trophy from 1987. And what was going on out here is pretty cool. There was a couple of boats. There was a Russian fishing vessel that was in a joint venture with the U.S. fishing vessel. And they played soccer tournaments out here.
The trophy is hand-engraved with a logo of clasped hands and words in English and Cyrillic. A crew winning a soccer match, U.S.-USSR joint venture, 1987, Dutch Harbor. John Hendersheet is a fisheries policymaker in Seattle. He used to work for the joint venture when Americans were catching fish in the Bering Sea and Russians were processing it on ships just off Unalaska's shores. He remembers bringing the Russians into town to do their shopping.
They would come back with like a boombox under one arm and like a 12-pack of Rainier or Budweiser under the other arm.
And hosting potlucks aboard their vessels.
I think this was for 4th of July. There was a big picnic organized out on the city dock. And the mayor of Dutch was Paul Foose, and he had a band, and that band played on the deck of one of the boats that was tied up on the dock.
Former Unalaska Mayor Paul Foose, who was also a vocalist and keyboardist that day, now lives 800 miles away in Anchorage. He recalls that night, too.
I remember the next day, the port director was quoted in the paper saying, well, everybody had a great time, and we checked around the next morning, and nobody had died, so we're calling it a success.
Also in 1987, a British Navy ship made a fuel stop in Unalaska with the heads of British Petroleum and Rolls-Royce in tow. Foose says the crew wanted to hold a soccer match, but the Unalaskans had some trouble finding players.
You know, at that time in the United States, soccer wasn't big like it is now. None of us, I mean, like me growing up, I never kicked a soccer ball in my life. So what we had to do to field the team, we had all those cannery workers that were from all over the world. And they grew up playing soccer their entire life. So that's primarily where the team was recruited from.
He can't remember if they won, but Alaska's honorary British consul is pretty sure they didn't. Diddy Hitchens was there in 1987, and she visited Unalaska again this summer to tell Carlos Tayag at the community center about how the British sailors played soccer and left trophies all around the world.
If the other team won, then it got presented to them for winning.
Yeah.
And if the other team didn't win, then it got presented to them as a friendship trophy.
Hitchens thinks it's possible the hand-engraved Friendship Cup is the one the British left behind, reused by the Americans for a later game with the Russians. Either way, it's now the basis for a new tradition. The fishing industry has changed a lot here. Most of the processors playing today live in Unalaska year-round, since the town grew and the domestic plants overtook the international joint venture in the early 90s. Ahmed Jama is one of the Westward Seafoods employees playing in today's tournament. He's lived here for 2 years, working 12-hour shifts to send money back to family in Ethiopia.
We always come to the gym and, you know, see people, introduce ourselves. You know, we come a lot sometimes. When we have a time, mostly we work, you know, all the time.
Jama's team is the Bad Aces. In the final round, they face off against the Raging Bumblebees, a team that includes everyone from relative newcomer Michael Tesfamarian to local teenagers and parents like elementary school principal Eric Anderson.
We used to have soccer leagues, and you just never knew who was going to be here. Some years we'd have a ship from Portugal come in. It'd be a Portuguese team that would play against us. And other years you'd have all Mexican team, and it's always been great.
There you go. Out, everybody out.
That's Santos Quintanilla cheering on his fellow Bad Aces. He's a part-time resident who works slinging nets for fishing boats. He says days like this make him feel welcome in a place where it can be tough to get by on your own.
We come from far away, some of us, and to hang around with the people that live here, that go to school here, and have some fun, that's a great thing.
And with his team down 6-3 in the final minutes, he's making it clear that this really is just friendly competition.
All right, 6 minutes.
They make one more goal, but in the end, the Raging Bumblebees take the win. Michael Tesfamarian gets to drink some sparkling cider from the old trophy and celebrate the victory with his new friends.
Yeah, today nice game, man. My team is winner.
Tesfamarian is hoping to come back to Unalaska for the next pollock season in January. He's even talking to community center staff about teaching a salsa class for locals on his nights off. For Only a Game, I'm Annie Ropeek in Unalaska.